How would you describe this with your creative stone, the kind of consistency? It's not...
I would say the consistency of acrylic paint. Does that help anybody?
No. That helps no one.
Maybe one.
But for your artists
you're
out there... Today, we're going to be making double chocolate protein pancakes, obviously vegan. We love pancakes.
Love.
Mostly, well, the butter and the syrup.
Mostly the butter.
It's kind of a vessel for butter. I'm definitely more syrup than butter, but...
More butter than syrup.
So we're a perfect team.
Yeah.
These are really great because, obviously, a lot of people love pancakes. It's a great breakfast, but to be able to sneak that protein powder in there is really important and really helpful way to get your protein in at breakfast. And these are very portable. You can make them small. They're a little bit rich, especially if you go with the double chocolate, which you don't have to, but we love chocolate chips. We have a lot there waiting to pour into our batter. So if you make them smaller, you just throw them in a bag, take them with you. You can have them in the fridge and heat them up or not. They're really, really great to have as a snack, really filling, keep you full for a long period of time, which is great for us because we're always on the go and to and from training. And it's even something you can just have right before training because while it keeps you full, it doesn't feel heavy at all. And these are light and fluffy, which you want from your pancake, but maybe you don't always find from a vegan pancake and from a protein pancake. So we've got it all.
We've got it all.
And Tony, as a vegan for you on the breakfast scene, mm-hmm. is this probably one of the easiest ways to get protein in at breakfast?
Yeah, I would say so. So I typically want to hit that 30 grams of protein in my breakfast. So this is a really good way to help ensure that I do that. So usually I could do, you know, a tofu scramble or something like that. But I think this is certainly one of the easiest everything in one bowl type of recipe that is, like you said, super simple, super easy, not too complicated, and super yummy and delicious. And it's one of my favorite go-tos.
I think it's cool to have those recipes. Obviously, since being inspired by Tony, I'm starting to move towards that vegan path, but I'm still a flexitarian. Mm. But I love the recipes that are easy, kind of transitional recipes is a weird word, but I think that people wouldn't know that they're vegan. And this is definitely one of those recipes where you wouldn't have no idea that there's no eggs in them. And you would have no idea that that delicious chocolate flavor is coming from protein powder. And of course, we have our House of Athlete vegan protein powder, which is really cool and really good. It's naturally sweetened with monk fruit and stevia. And it actually has Belgian dark chocolate, which is giving it that flavor. Yeah. So very, very luxe here. For our ingredients, we have all-purpose flour. You could throw in a gluten-free blend if you want. I have tried with oat flour, but again, it's just going to change the texture and then you're going to have to add more milk. So this is the most basic, easiest version of the recipe. All-purpose flour. We have baking powder, whatever non-dairy milk you want. What did we go with here?
Today we have oat milk.
We've got our vanilla. We've got cinnamon. We like cinnamon with our chocolate always. And of course, this huge bowl of chocolate chips. And this recipe is going to make, depending on the size, of course, and how much milk or water you add, but probably about 8 small to medium-sized pancakes, which is a good serving size. We have we have some that we made before too as well. So yeah, again, super simple, very, very easy, fun to make. We're going to do some art with our pancakes too.
Yeah, very fitting because our guest is very arty.
Yes, we have an artist here today. She's a singer. She designs tattoos. Also an amazing, phenomenal soccer player. Plays for the Canadian national team, over 150 caps.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Also our Orlando Pride teammate. She's played in several countries.
And an Olympic bronze medalist.
Yeah, can't forget that.
And we're going to talk to her about all of that when she helps us make our pancakes. Erin McLeod.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Come into the kitchen.
My favorite cook's here.
Yeah, we'll get you over here.
Hey, let's do it.
Are you hungry?
I am actually really hungry. I hope it does. I hope you can't hear it.
Not yet. Okay.
Luckily, this is a very quick recipe. What do you usually eat for breakfast? I often, oatmeal is like my go-to, but okay. I often struggle with getting enough protein every morning. So, so I love the concept of just throwing in some protein powder. I do that with my oatmeal sometimes, but that's my go-to every day. Literally.
Girl, you gotta switch it up.
I know.
Okay, well, we can get started here. We have this big mixing bowl for you. Okay.
While you do that, I'm gonna get the skillet that we're gonna need and kind of get the stove on the right temperature.
Okay, so if you wanna go ahead and just throw that all-purpose flour in, that is a cup of flour.
Cooking like this is great. It's
We did the hard stuff for you.
Measured it for me, okay.
And then a tablespoon of baking powder.
Okay.
That's the little white guy there, yeah.
Got it. How am I doing, okay?
Yes, so far so good. It'll seem a little shaky, but.
Yeah.
Pinch of salt.
Okay. Ooh, this is looking so.
Just to balance it out a little bit because we have those sweeter flavors. And then up to you. I mentioned that Tony and I love cinnamon, but no pressure if you want to just do a sprinkle or two.
Just a little bit. All right. A little bit. Okay.
And I'm just going to grab you a whisk. So tell us how you're feeling about being in Orlando and the Canadian national team and just everything going on this year for you. And what the future holds for Erin McLeod 2021.
Deep questions in the kitchen. I'm really happy to be here. I think last year was interesting for sports around the world. So I think.
Yeah, to say the least.
And it's still interesting this year, but I think it's really cool that we're all together. The team vibe seems to be really great. Especially when we're able to do things, you know, create balance off the field. And I love the group of people that we have here. We've got incredible cooks and art nights and all these different things, which I think is really important. And also the Olympics have now been postponed to this summer. So hopefully it'll be, if I can go, it'll be my third. And it's always an honor to represent my country. So, and playing at 38 years young and still loving showing up to work every day.
Where do you have your bronze medal?
It
sounds like you don't know. You're like,
I actually have it right here. No, I'm kidding. A friend has it in their storage, like locked away in her house. It's in her house, so.
Okay. So I just added one scoop of protein powder.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. That's okay. That's fine. And if you want to throw in the milk.
All of the milk?
Yes.
Okay. The oat milk?
Yes. That is a cup.
Yeah. Watch out. Okay. I'm a goalkeeper, shaking hands. That's good. Okay.
Don't tell us that.
Right.
And I'll whisk this up if you want to add a teaspoon. Cute. So two of those of vanilla.
Okay. Two of these.
Yes, please.
All right.
I love that we're all wearing our crystals.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Good
Tony.
Energy.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on the crystals?
So we've gotten like really into crystals and energy. So mine is what? Pyrite? Allie's got the rose quartz. What do you have?
I actually don't know the name of the crystal.
She's new.
I am new, but I know it's good for my creativity and something about truth.
Okay, great.
I know my
so you
truth.
Can't lie.
Question. There it is. I actually can't lie. I'm pretty, well, I can, but it's pretty bad and very noticeable.
Well, you know, as athletes will do whatever to keep us feeling strong and balanced and
absolutely
creative. So when Tony introduced us to these crystals, like, just put it on me.
Yeah. I also think there's something to be said about being like grounded, you know, and like rocks and crystals, all these things.
That keeps us.
Yeah.
You were talking about a moist crystal the other day.
Yes. Some people feel weird about that word, but I like the word moist, and there is a love crystal, and you can actually feel like the moisture coming off of it.
I thought that love crystal. Did he buy it?
I did. I'm a sucker. I did. That one section of Whole Foods doesn't have any rocks left. Sorry.
Sorry to the Winter Park Whole Foods. We have bought in all of your crystals.
You need to restock, though. We're coming back.
All right, I whisked this up.
Really well done.
And this is a pretty good, I think, batter consistency. If it's depending on the protein powder, depending on what type of non-dairy milk you use, it can always change the consistency of the batter. So how would you describe this with your creative stone, the
the kind of consistency? It's not.
I would say the consistency of acrylic paint. Does that help anybody?
No. That helps no one.
Maybe one.
But for your artists out there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. We'll just leave it at
you hopefully did say
the visuals
guest.
Help. Yeah. Okay. Throw in the chocolate chips, please.
Oh, look at how many. How much? Is that like a cup?
You said a little less than a cup. Yes. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to ask how much you should put in, and then you kind of just went for it. So.
Oh no! I never hold back on chocolate.
Gonna mix this up here. And Tones, yes. How's the skillet looking?
It's heating up, so we should be just about ready.
Okay, when you put on, this is cooking the pancakes, because I often burn my first batch.
Mm-hmm.
Do you put it on, how high do you put the heat? Do you always put it on?
Like medium?
A medium low. So a lot of recipes will tell you medium high, and they're lying to you.
Okay.
They don't have your truth stone.
They are.
Because... And if you go too hot,
yeah.
It's you like can't really turn back because the pan, the oil's already smoking, it's burning, and the rest of your pancakes will have still edible, but have that kind of like dark color and a little bit of probably a burnt taste.
Right.
So it does take longer, and I know pancakes, they're quick in the one sense that obviously now we're done,
right.
But the place where you have to definitely take your time is with the heating up of the pan. And just don't rush it. And the first batch, even if maybe it's too low, the heat, just do one small pancake and then eat it or not. But that's kind of your prep pancake.
Okay.
Just a trialist.
Well, now I hope I've got the temperature.
She's got this down to an art. I love it.
Okay.
Are we ready?
I think so. So we've got our 1/4 cup. This is a good size for making pancakes.
Okay.
And Tony, how's that skillet looking?
Great.
Okay. Let's head on over.
Okay, so just gonna spray it with some nonstick spray.
And the spray is a really good way to keep the pan, I was gonna say moist, but that is not.
What a word.
Greased up for between each batch of pancakes, because I think that's also good to get that nice golden layer on the pancakes.
What do you actually spray on it if you're vegan?
Just like a canola oil or a vegetable oil or anything like that.
Yeah. And butter, even vegan butter, will probably, I mean, you can use it as good flavor, but it might burn a little bit faster as well.
Okay.
So this is a really good option. And then you always can add the butter later.
You can always
don't
add
worry.
The butter later. Don't worry. Give me the bowl. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Aaron.
Yes.
You are not only an artist, musician, soccer player, you're also a philanthropist. You just co-founded your own company, The Mindful Project,
yes.
And I use it as an athlete. These kind of tools are a little bit up and coming. I think it's not something that we valued as much maybe a few years ago, 10 years ago, even longer when you and I started playing.
What do you mean?
And I think the focus back then was much more on like strength training. And then we've gone to nutrition, which obviously is really cool for me and Tony, but there's this whole other side about the brain. So what is the Mindful Project and how are you using it to unlock people's potential?
Ooh, nice segue. Well, I think we were talking about balance before, and I think as a human being, balance is so important. But what we've seen now in the research, like these younger generations, their stress is through the roof. And obviously stress limits your potential, right? So for me personally, I started using mindfulness in my own game years ago. And mindfulness is basically observing the present moment without judgment, things that are going inside your body, outside of your body. And so like, how do you apply that to playing? So being in the present moment, like on average, only human beings are 10% of their time is in the present moment, their thoughts, which is crazy. So that's why like art and cooking, all these things, we get into this state of flow, which you hear all the time, being in the zone. And it's the same when we're playing. We are just absolutely in the present moment, not worrying about the future, not worrying about the past. So as athletes, that's where we want to exist, but the same as people. Because the moment we shift away from that present moment, our stress and anxiety comes from worrying about things that are going to happen or things that have already happened. So this program essentially tries to find all these different ways where you can just exist more often in the moment so that you enjoy, you know, your life more, your relationships, conversations, but even, you know, pancakes and whatever else you're in the moment more, you know? And so that's part of it. And it's also a personal development course where you start, you know, I don't know, most athletes are all perfectionists. And I think we're so hard on ourselves. And the way we speak to ourselves is really brutal. So this is about identifying, you know, like, when did I develop this mindset? As early as 4 years old, we're starting to have these like fixed mindsets where we're afraid of making mistakes because we don't want to look bad. It's that simple. And we keep doing that. So as athletes, you want to be a perfectionist, but you're also afraid of making mistakes. So it totally limits your potential. It's really based on research, how we talk to ourselves, how we deal with mistakes, but also the mindfulness piece kind of helps zen you out a little bit, but also just helps you slide into that present moment. That was a long-winded version of.
Wow.
Also, you can buy it online today. No, I'm
That's so impressive. And how do you find the time and energy to be doing all that plus your soccer and your art? And Erin, I have to say, mention that she has had an art collection. She's sold all her pieces. She's designed tattoos that people are buying. Like, yeah. I mean, that must feel incredible too, to have people walking around with a permanent art piece that you designed.
Yeah, it is.
It gives me the chills just thinking about it.
No, it's time management is, you know, something I think as athletes, it's funny, we have this job where we're committed like 4 or 5 hours and it takes a lot of our energy, but then we have time to do other things. So I think for me, and actually now that I've learned way more about the brain, is we only have like a fixed amount of willpower. So planning is absolutely essential. So if I write in my agenda tomorrow from 2 to 3, I'm doing this, from 4 to 5, I'm doing this, it actually like frees up willpower in your brain so that you need less motivation to do those things. So I find with time management, if you write it all down, you know, people always say, write it down. And I always had no idea what they're talking about. There's a science behind it. So my agenda is very full. but what's really important if you have a lot on your plate is having an end date or an end time. So no matter what, you shut off at 6 p.m., for example. And that promise, first of all, you make to yourself is really important. And then making sure that you have that cutoff so that you can just relax and unwind.
Tony, what are you doing between 4 and 5 tomorrow?
Watching TV. So.
There it is.
Yeah, I actually have a question. I have a question for you. So last year, obviously, was very like challenging and trying for so many different reasons and for many people. And then I think that kind of led me to get into meditation more. Mm. But I found that like sometimes it's really hard for me to like turn off my brain to other things and thoughts and stuff. So is there like a trick or a tip that is that okay? Is that normal? Like, am I bad at meditation?
No one is bad at meditation. No, I love the question. And I get this all the time. The myth of meditation is you sit there and turn your brain off. So, having thoughts, we actually don't have very much control over the thoughts coming in and out of our brains, but we do have control over our attention. So when you're meditating, for example, you will have lots of thoughts. And I was told that at the beginning too. And I was like, I'm horrible at meditation. I'm always thinking, but it's about like, think of your thoughts like passing cars. So next time you're meditating and you have a thought, instead of giving it your attention, you also just let it pass by just like that. And if you want, you can imagine that sound. You know what I mean? And we get attached to our thoughts and we think that they mean something, but oftentimes they're just, you know, passing through. And this is the same about athletes when we're talking to ourselves. Sometimes if we make a mistake, we're like, oh, I'm not good enough. I don't deserve to be a starter. And we make it mean all these things. But you can just start putting your attention into the thoughts like, okay, I pushed myself there. I made a mistake. And what can I learn from it?
So, because you are an artist, it started out like this. It's a smiley face with a rogue eye.
Yeah,
okay. I don't know. It's a cyclops.
It's fine.
This was you before coming to Orlando and being in the Canadian darkness. This is the hair, though.
I was in a bad spot when I met Allie before.
The hair.
Yeah, okay.
This was after getting sunburn in Orlando.
Oh, which took me about 3 minutes.
You need to wear your sunscreen, girl.
And this is a flower.
That's very beautiful.
So now you have to make something for us.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm on it.
Okay. Give me one moment.
Yeah. Oh, and what do you... So how often do you make these pancakes, would you say?
The ones of you or the...
Yeah, is that every couple days?
Every morning. But in general, protein pancakes at least once a week, and I'll do a huge batch.
Okay.
And then take them with me, have them in the fridge. It's like the best snack because...
It's a smart idea when you said you like bring them to after training because, I mean, we're really lucky that we always have post-training meals and whatnot, but I should just bring a little pack in my glove bag during games because at halftime,
yeah,
I am ravenous.
Yeah, and you guys have your little bags that you can carry with you.
We can put whatever we want in there. Okay, you're avoiding the chocolate chips because you're worried they'll ruin my design.
Yep.
So what would you say your favorite vegan meal is? Being a is that what I am then, a flexitarian?
Yeah. I mean, how often do you eat vegetarian or vegan?
When I'm with Tony.
Okay. So
once or twice a week.
Yeah. I think for me, I'm probably vegetarian 90% of the time.
Okay. Okay.
Leaning towards vegan, but just because I have that little bit of fish or meat once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, especially being vegan, it's not just about the food, it's a lifestyle. And, you know, yeah. I don't want to take away from that by, I definitely eat vegan food and Tony's teaching me so much about it, but I definitely still eat meat and fish sometimes. And I think it's important to be honest about that. So yeah, but I think if you're interested in moving towards vegetarianism or veganism, but still have that, I don't know, flexitarian can be whatever you want. So,
okay. Well, I mean, I am aware of, yeah, I know that like a lot of meat consumption and it takes a lot of energy and pollution to, yeah. You know, and I know there's a reality to it, but I think for a long time I had this belief that vegetarian food or vegan food was a little bit like either limited or like complicated to make. And what I have appreciated being around both of you is we're always eating vegetarian or vegan, and I can never tell that they are vegan or vegetarian. You know, I feel like you don't actually have to change your life dramatically to live that way, which is really cool.
You're welcome. Okay, the pan's ready.
Okay.
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 Okay. Oh. Oh.
Wow. I mean, we haven't even talked about maple syrup.
Oh.
And that is one of our... Okay. Proudest.
Erin, that is so good.
I'm just going to...
Thank you.
Maybe we won't show Maya.
Yeah. I think you found another, like, career path.
You think? Is this it?
Yeah.
Does that mean that I get a...
Pancake design? Pancake designer?
I overdid it there, though.
It's okay.
Oh, poor little...
Wow.
Wow. Erin!
Thanks. First try.
Wow!
Stop it.
Get lucky.
I'm done with pancake design.
Erin, I believe. I like this. This is for you, so you can. We have two maple syrups here.
Oh my gosh.
And we need to know which one's the best one.
Okay,
so.
One of them is from Vermont, the other one is US/Canada.
US/Canada.
From the whole. Both countries.
Exactly.
My goodness. Should I try with the spoons?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
This is very nice. Then we'll know which one we want to put on our pancakes.
Okay. Oh, you're yummy.
I mean, you need a maple leaf for your pancake.
Okay.
It's not like we have to like swirl it around.
This one's a bit lighter.
Swirl it around and spit it out.
Why? Do you want me to spit it back in?
I'm offended. That one's not mine.
Dang it.
That was mine.
It's thicker and has a little more oomph to it.
Vermont does it again.
Wow.
Well, next time we'll have one from...
Just Canada.
Just Canada.
Yes. It's pretty amazing. And they'll just like pour maple syrup on ice and you take it like a popsicle.
Really?
So cool.
Like, or like a snow cone, like crushed ice?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
But like real maple syrup is like very different than what you buy at the store. The maple is very intense. And it is like sweet, but you taste more maple. Whereas I feel like the stuff you buy from the store, you taste more of the like sugar than you do the maple.
Okay. Maybe I just don't know what maple tastes like.
But this is like Yeah. About 20% of a...
We'll give it a whirl.
Okay. the still good. One. Yes, thank you. Very excited. I feel like I've been staring at these pancakes for a while.
Okay. Moment of truth.
Mm. Good amount of chocolate.
This tastes like a dessert. It tastes like a cookie. Actually, it literally tastes like a chocolate chip cookie. I can't even. Thank you, Erin, for joining us today and giving us some insight into your world in the mindfulness area. We really appreciate
Thank you.
It. We hope you enjoyed these lovely chocolatey pancakes.
You did a great job.
Yeah, I worked so hard, but now I can relax.
I mean, come on. Look at this. Like, that is art.